Trey Harris came back. At the final camp practice of the summer, on August 25th, he was on the field and catching passes. Justin Herbert found him for a first down in 7-on-7 work, per Eric Smith at Chargers.com, which closed, on the staff's projected timeline, the unspecified issue that had him in street clothes for the Niners game. The team never named it, and neither will we. 5 days later, he was on the roster the Chargers announced Sunday, one of six receivers, listed on the team's August 24th depth chart as the first backup behind starters Ladd McConkey and Quentin Johnston. What the week did not produce is receiving evidence. Thursday's finale gave the starters four offensive plays, both completions went to Johnston and Charlie Kohler, and Harris has no line in the CBS Sports Box score and no mention in the team's recap. On a four-play script that is close to uninformative, it is not a demotion, and we won't read it as one. Worth noticing, though, is what the team's own roster note chose to praise, a bona fide blocker as a rookie who brings a physical element to the offense, per Smith. Receiving goes unmentioned. The August 23rd watch items land like this. Back at practice? Yes. Answered directly. Whether he played Thursday and where he lined up? No answer. The room shakeout? Answered. Six kept. Harris third in the team's own listing. The June thread on Harris was the gap between the coach's mouth and the rookie tape. Jim Harbaugh repeatedly calling him a top three receiver while the actual rookie target share ran thin. August closed that argument unresolved. The floor case is real. Healthy, rostered, first off the bench. The ceiling case still has no game evidence behind it, because the preseason ended without producing any. The regular season will do what August couldn't. We'll pick the thread up when it does. Data via NFLverse.